And it's the enemy's job to silence it. Amen. So we're going to bring that forth today and let it start talking again. Amen. The word tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, open for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. We talk about don't let the enemy steal your joy, don't let the enemy steal your hope. Our hope is based on the promises of God, which is a sure foundation. You know, the world's hope is not a good thing. It's wishful thinking. But as sons and daughters of God, we don't have to be wishful thinking. We have faith in the assurances of the promises of God. And God is faithful. We're letting Pastor come up here this morning. He's got a testimony that he wants to share with us. So we're going to turn it over to him for a minute.
Hallelujah. Well, y'all know what we told you last weekend and what we've been going through. Friday morning before 4 o'clock, we got up and we went to Louisville because I had a bunch of doctor's appointments. I had a PET scan first thing, like at a quarter to 6 hour time. Then I had a appointment with an infectious disease doctor a little while after that. And then I had an appointment with the oncologist from the PET scan a little bit after that. And then I had a cardiology appointment later on right after lunch. Then I had to come home and go up to the hospital to get a treatment with antibiotics. And then my uncle passed away, and viewing was that night at the funeral home. And so we went by there. So when I got home Friday night, I was pretty well ready to go to bed. But we go through everything. We go up. We had to go three different places before we found the oncologist. Because he's supposed to be in one office, and he wasn't there. They said, well, he's over at the Cancer Institute. So we go over to the Cancer Institute. Oh, he's not over here. He's downtown in his office. And so it was past the time I was supposed to be at his office. And Laverne, they called him down there, and they told her what the situation was. And they said, well, you just come on down here. We'll be ready when you get here. We'll work it out. So we get down there. We go into this room, and it was almost as big as our gold room out there, the consultation room. Chairs around, tables in there. And it was me and Laverne and Mackenzie and Mercedes and Scott. And Miriam was in Lexington at a doctor's appointment up there, and she was on FaceTime.
And Kaylin.
And Kaylin was on FaceTime, too. So we're all there, you know, either in person or on FaceTime. Yeah, you were there. That's right. Yeah, he was on FaceTime with Miriam. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to slide you, son. And we're sitting in there. The doctor comes in and brings two people. He said, these people are going to do records. They're taking notes and everything so I can have time to talk to you. And I'll be honest with you. He's a young guy and very pleasant, wore a big red bow tie, and reminded me, now I've never seen the program, but I've seen the advertisements on. He reminded me of some of the, when they advertised the program Young Shelton, the little, and So he's just very, very congenial. And he said, well, he said, I know how you feel. I know what you're thinking. He said, well, I just want to start out and tell you this right now. I want you to know that there is no sign of cancer in your body. And so what I'm dealing with now is just some kind of infection that got thrown into the system. And working with the antibiotics to straighten it up. And I was sitting at the table this morning, eating breakfast and just thinking about things, about how things have gone through the years. And I know this is going to sound carnal, but I'm going to say it anyway. I sat there and I got to thinking about what I've been through, and I thought, you know, I feel like Marshall Dillon on Gunsmoke. These guys coming to town didn't intend on killing me, and they haven't been able to get the job done yet, praise God. Now, there's been a few times on Gunsmoke when he's got wounded, and they was, well, we don't know if he's going to make it or not, but he always came through. But this is real life. Slipped in, you know, coming in here and say, going to give you cancer of the brain. No, you're not. But I just wanted to, in case you hadn't heard, and most of you probably have, I know Laverne set out pretty quick after that doctor told us the situation. And so it's just a matter now. I got a few little symptoms that once the infection cleaned up, they should go away. One of them, Friday morning, for some reason or other, my voice was in high gear. It was high-pitched, and I was talking like an auctioneer. I couldn't slow down, but I didn't know I was doing that. And Mackenzie and Laverne, on the way up there that morning, they kept saying, what do you say? You're going to slow down. We can't understand what you're saying. And I thought, well, listen better.
There's no listening better to that. It sounded like someone pressed the fast forward.
But anyway, God is good. Thank you for all your prayers. And we're going to keep on keeping on. Amen. We're going to praise the Lord now, Brother Ricardo. Stand up and give the Lord a hand.
Well, I tell you what, I saw yesterday evening. I saw somebody come in the house. It was 7 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the UK basketball game. And I've not seen this person move that fast in years. Up them steps, and then he blamed it on trying to get out of the rain. Now, I know the real deal. But God is good. Good to see you back, Brother Bobby. Amen. Good to see you back. Hi, church. How's everybody this morning?
Very good.
Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Bob, you doing good? All right. Miss Rita, is he doing good? Miss Rita doing good? All righty. I'm good with that. JW, Linda, good to see y'all. Miss Pat. My partner way back there in the corner. Mr. Sam, you doing well this morning? Miss Linda, Miss Phyllis. Me and this lady's already spoken this morning. You doing good back there? God bless y'all. God bless y'all. It's good to see everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Go for it.
Oh, God, you are my God, and I.
will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah. For you alone are worthy, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me. I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah. For you alone are worthy, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You know, God is the great restorer of our souls. You know, without Him, it's not possible for us to be saved. Isn't that simple? Isn't that simple? You know, there's no way to put into focus how much hanging on the cross did for us. And He did that because He loved us. You know, I was just reading this morning. I sat there, I was reading, you know, and it was talking about what by Him hanging on the cross, just how He restored us, how He fixed it to where that we could be saved, how He fixed it to where we could be with Him eternally forever. And it's just awesome. I just sat there, I'm like, wow. You know, you really don't think about that because of our flesh, you know, or, you know, spiritually we get it, but fleshly we don't, you know. Sometimes it's almost like our flesh fights everything the Spirit wants to do. I mean, it really is. Sometimes, I guess you could say, for lack of a better way, of love-hate relationship. But God, you know, he saw fit to come in. Oh, yes, the Spirit is awesome. You know, the Spirit overrides a lot of things our flesh wants to do. Oh, I don't know, man. It's just, it amazes me. It amazes me that someone loves me that much. Now, we have to go from there and point the finger at yourself. But it amazes me how I can read the Bible and the things that's in there are directed to me. The things within there were printed for me. And it's printed for you as well. And I think it's just awesome. Bad thing about it is we have all this great information, and there's people here in the United States know anything about it. You know, it's hard for me to wrap my head around that part. Have no clue about what the Word of God is. And I can't say that they really not interested, but just some people have never been in a position to hear it. It's a bad thing. But you know what? The God I serve is an awesome God. And testimony after testimony after testimony. It's unreal. And this is just here. It's untelling what's going on elsewhere. But God, he sees fit to do it all. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's do this.
Well, can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Can't nobody do me like the Lord.
No,
can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend.
Come on, do it again now. Well, now,
can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord.
Well,
can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend.
He healed my body. Well, now he healed my body. Told me to run on. Told me to run on.
He healed my body.
Told me to run on.
He healed my body.
Told me to run on.
He's my friend.
He's the way
when there seems to be no other.
He's
the rock that is higher than I.
He's the bridge
over my troubles. Jesus is a friend of mine.
Well, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I got to say it. They give me the platform and I take off, but I got to share with you. When the doctor came in there, of course, all of us are there, and like Jerry said, Jerry's got Miriam FaceTime, Kaylin's FaceTime with Kenzie, and Sadie's there, and we're all there, and the doctor comes in and gives us the report, said, you know, there's no cancer anywhere in your body. But, and you know, the thing is, they were the ones that kept saying that that's what it was. And we finished everything, you know, talking, and you know, you need to know when you need to share the Word of God. Because if you don't, you're just casting your pearls before swine. That's what the Bible says. And we were all there, and all of a sudden the Lord said, I want you to tell him what I showed you. All right. So I said, may I share how we stood and some things that going through all this? He said, sure. Well, I told him about the scripture verse God gave me at Campbellsville. And I told him about, you know, the friend and found in the infection. And the Lord said before we ever found the infection that it was infection. And then he comes in and, you know, and I got done. And he said, thank you. So that was a very inspirational story. But I thought, God knew why I needed to share that thing. You know, I could not walk out of there without giving God the glory and giving God credit, because I know this is cursed in Jesus' name, because the Word of God says we have been redeemed from destruction, from corruption. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. we were in there, Jerry wanted me to share this, and at 12 o'clock, we have our phone set to go off because he had to take medicine. But everybody's phone went off at 12 o'clock, and he looks around, and everybody, and come to find out, then we shared with him, you know, well, that we take it, our phone went off at 12 because the medicine, and theirs was ringing because, I mean, they're all on Facebook. He said, boy, he said, this is really a family thing, isn't it? I said, yes, sir. This is a family thing. Because you know why? Well, can't nobody, come on, do me like Jesus.
Can't nobody do me like the Lord.
Well, can't
nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend.
He's the way.
He's the way. He's the way. When there seems to be no other,
he's the rock.
He's the rock.
That is higher than I. He's the bridge.
He's the bridge over my troubles. Jesus is a friend of mine.
Can't nobody now.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Now he
healed my body.
Told me to run on.
Told me to run on.
He healed my body.
Told me to run on.
He healed my body.
Told me to run on. Jesus
is my friend. Well, can't nobody
do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord, we praise you.
Hallelujah.
Father God, you healed our body. You redeemed us. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. What does he do? He forgives me of all my iniquities. He heals me of all my diseases. And he redeemed me from destruction in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for the power of your word, Father God. We stand on your word this morning, Heavenly Father. And Lord, as we look around, we just see you, Father God. We're not going to be distracted from what you placed us here to do. The enemy may try to come, but he said, whatever storm you're going through, I am in the midst of it. I'm the one that put you in the boat and told you to go across to the other side. So I'm going to come to you and I'm going to walk with you and bring you out to the other place. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise him, you heavens and all that's above. Praise him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise him. Praise him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise him. Praise him, you heavens and all that's above.
Praise him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise him. Praise him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise him. Great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in battle, great in wonder, great in Zion, King over all the earth, great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in battle, great in wonder, great in Zion, King of
Hallelujah. Woo.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
You know, we have a generation of youth and children out there that a lot of them have not been exposed and mentored and nurtured in the Word like we had the opportunity to do as we grow up. And that's why in that sense across the land, there's such a spirit of unrest. There's such a spirit of rebellion. There's such a spirit of just anger. And you know why? They don't know Jesus. They've never been anchored to that. You know, we need to begin to intercede and come against that spirit. The Bible talks about in those days, it says, there'll be all these things begin to take place. Well, I tell you what, we don't have to stand and take it. We can come against that if we see that rising up in our children, in our grandchildren, in their friends, and we need to begin to believe God for a generation on fire for God. Not just good kids, we want generation on fire for God, amen?
Amen.
Because they've got the passion and the youth, they can turn this thing around. Amen. They're looking for something to believe, and they're believing in the wrong thing. But God, come on. But God, that's why this weekend's so important, right, Mackenzie?
Right. Sorry. I'm involved in Youth Fest at Bethlehem Baptist. They put it on. They sponsor it. This year, the theme is War Cry.
Ooh.
And it's really good. Reggie Dabbs, he's from, I think, North Carolina. Or maybe Alabama. I don't really know. But he's coming. We've got a girl out of North Carolina. She's coming to sing. It's just going to be a good time. I'm in charge of the game, so that should be a good time. But we're excited to be able to put this on for everybody, and hopefully just if we can lead just one person, then we've done our job.
Amen.
So it's Friday, Saturday night.
It's
Sunday night.
Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Friday and Saturday at 6 p.m. slow time, and then 5 p.m.
It's at the
Sunday.
Middle school in Greensburg, and they've been doing this for years.
For years. And sometimes it lapses over on to Monday, so.
Right, depends on how it's moved. We just want to believe for a move of God in the youth that come. And anybody, you know, it's why we're putting it out for, you know, it's for all ages. Families go.
Yes.
I mean, they take the little children, and they go, and they take their kids, and they go to this. Because I can remember taking Mackenzie mm-hmm. back years ago. And So we want to see things begin to happen. So.
He's also going to the high schools. I don't know if he's coming to Adair, but I know he's going to be in Greene County. He's going to be in Taylor County. So, like, make sure your children go to that if they can't go because he's really good.
So it's at 6 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Friday night? this coming Friday night. This Friday night, the
15th, 16th,
and 17th. And so it's just pray, encourage people to go. Like I said, moms and dads take the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to be there and you want to see what God's doing in these youth. I mean, you need to go. Grandparents need to go, right?
Everybody needs to go.
Amen.
Amen. Before we take the offering up, I just feel it in my spirit that it's something in here somebody needs prayer over. Someone got something they need to get asked prayer for or anything?
Wegener's disease, I've never heard of it, but it's autoimmune disease, and all they can do is like prednisone and steroids. And yesterday he was in Bowling Green for several hours doing this IV thing. You know, so we just need prayer for him.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, sure. Heavenly Father, I just ask you right now that you strike this down, Lord God. This is a liar. The devil has come to, he's come to steal again, Heavenly Father, and we're not going to allow him to do that. So I just ask you right now, Lord God, that you strike this down, Lord God, that the devil cannot stand in the way, Heavenly Father, and I ask you for your healing and your love and your touch, Lord God. I ask your hand on him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Anything else anybody need prayer for today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God, that's right. Hey, sister, I was on the run too. Now, anytime somebody brings that type of prayer in front of me, I'll tell them I was on the run too. You know, don't you know, hate what they do, but you love your kid. You hate what they do, but you love your kid. And by hating what they do, you sick the Holy Ghost on them. That's what they did to me. And I know it worked. Just the truth. I lived it. I can speak that. Amen. And Lord God, I just ask you right now to bring her to her knees, Lord God. I ask you right now to put her in a place, Lord God, to where she has to look up, Lord. I just thank you for that. Heavenly Father, I ask you to please keep her safe along this way, Lord God, that her mom, give her mom peace, Lord God. I just thank you for that. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get the ushers to come forward, please? Time to take our offering up for this Sunday, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this offering.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Jesus, for this church to begin with. I thank you, Jesus, for the people that fill this church and enable us to keep these doors open, Lord God. I thank you for these people being obedient and listening to your call, Lord God. I thank you for blessing each and everything they put their hands to, Heavenly Father. I thank you for blessing their offering and their tithes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Do it again, Ken. Do it again. Do it again. Yeah. Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must say. Powerful, so powerful, your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works displayed for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see.
how wonderful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this is as quiet as I've heard this church in a long time on Sunday morning. Is it because we had to get up an hour earlier? Is that what that is? But we made it, didn't we? We made it. We sure did. Anybody got a testimony other than Dad this week? Go for it, Miss. Hold on, hold on, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Speedy Gonzales, sir.
My niece Kim's dad was really bad, and he coded, and he would have died, but just so happened that the doctor that he needed was in the waiting room visiting somebody. And he just made a turnaround. And I want to thank everybody for praying for him and praying for Kim. They had a wonderful time.
Amen.
Only God.
But God, again, anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah. I got testimony. I got to sleep last night.
Cards. Charge, just pick them up on the back. This one happens to say a mother-in-law. You got a mother-in-law, a sister-in-law, friends. There's just different kinds back there, so pick them up. They're nice little cards. Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. They're free back here, guys. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a testimony. Like I said, I got to sleep last night. My wife is doing well. My wife is doing well. I'm thankful for my kids. During my time with this family, you never know the importance of being grounded in the Bible. I was going to say theology, but let's just call it what it is, in the Word of God. I've watched my kids grow here in this church. And last night, my youngest, which is Matthew, he wanted to go to this youth fest thing, whatever it was called.
Winter fest.
And then I know that there's been several times that my kids
on a Friday night, and all of them got licensed and can drive our home, kicking it with each other. And then, just like hearing Sadie talk about her friends, and she explained the grace of God, how that works to her friends while they were just having a conversation. And then I listened to Kaylin talk about her exploits at work, and people, Daddy, you know, they don't really know the Bible. I just had to tell them. You know, I guess as a parent, and because I do what I do, I pay attention to that, and that's a blessing. That's a great testimony, not for this family, just for this church, because here's where it comes from. I understand it starts at home, but here's where they learn the majority of what they know. And it's just awesome, guys, to just, you know, and I know y'all's family do that too, but I just want to bring that to the forefront. This is her future. These are the ones that's going to carry this on. So I'm just grateful for God that it's headed the right direction. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, y'all. I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us. Lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us. Lives in us. He lives in us. Lives in us. We have hope that his promises are true. In his strength, there is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. Greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. Oh, power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory. Oh, yes. The same power that rose from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake,
lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks. The same power that can calm a raging sea lives in us. He lives in us. Greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevails. We stand here in victory. Oh, greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory. Yes. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave. The same power that commands the dead to wake. Lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks. The same power that can calm a raging sea. Lives in us. He lives in us.
We have the victory, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've got to say one more thing. And this is something I've never said before through all this. And I was sitting there and the Lord said, you need to share this. And all that I've been through, and everything that's happened, and the many times that I was fighting for life, and many times as Dr. Giles said, well, I didn't know if I'd ever see you again in my office. And I've never even said anything to Laverne. Never said anything to anybody till just this moment. You know, being in a position I'm in as a pastor and dealing with families that have to go through things. And sometimes you see the victory as far as the healing in the flesh, and sometimes it didn't happen. And all through this, every now and then, in those moments when you kind of let your guard down or you're kind of relaxed, you're not really intense about what's happening around you, there have been those times. And you know, the C word. People can deal with everything else, but that C word just really crushes you. And there's been so many times, well, not so many, but a lot of times, where I'd make it through something, you know, like with dying with a pneumonia and then coming back and things like that. And I'd hear this little voice. It'd say, yeah. But you've never had to face cancer. Because I guess all the medical words that you can use, that probably is one that draws fear out of a person quicker than anything else. And I was sitting there on the front, and we were saying the same power. And he said, see, it works on cancer too. I And I don't know why God's not finished with me yet, but I tell you, there must be some point in my life, something in my life, that's going to be a monumental experience. I found my hallelujah, but I haven't had that experience yet, and I don't know what it's going to be. It may be something I never know about. I mean, I don't know, Mordecai Ham, he never knew what Billy Graham became. He's the one who led him to the Lord. But he never knew what he'd done, what God had used him to do. And I don't know what God's doing, but I just wanted to share that with you. It don't matter who you are. I don't think it matters how far down you get, how far along you get. Sometimes you've got to say, Lord, help my unbelief. And when we become faithless, he remains faithful. And you know when Peter got out of the boat to go to Jesus, walking on the water, he said, if it's you, Lord, tell me to come to you. And he got out on the water and he started, and he was doing good. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. And then he got to looking at the circumstances. And it says he began to sink. Now, did you ever step in water and begin to sink? Usually when you step in the water, you're under. There's no beginning to go down. You don't just gradually go down in the water. You just go all at once. And he began to sink. And what did he do? Did he say, oh my gosh, I've lost my faith. I'm going to drown. No. He said, Lord, help me. And you know, Jesus never looked at him and said, well, Peter, you're going to have to do better. Come on now, build up your faith. Quote some scripture. Get yourself back up on top of the water. I said, he reached out and took it and picked him up. He said, why'd you doubt? And I guess Peter could have said, well, Lord, you know why I doubted. Got to look at the things that I didn't need to be looking at. But anyway, he said, he'll never leave you or forsake you. He will never, never, never let you go.
Classes can be dismissed.